Everyone in paradise doesn't enjoy the fruits of paradise. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Last week, we were on a mission trip to St. Mary's Parish in Jamaica. Everyone ought to have an opportunity to taste another's culture, and everyone ought to be able to seize the opportunity to help someone along the way, whether it's far away or just around the corner. Millions of people travel to Jamaica every year to the paradise called One Love. There are beautiful sandy beaches, the pristine waters of the Caribbean, resorts that offer a variety of amenities, steep mountains, lush rainforests, tons of fruit just hanging from the tree. Huge mansions and modest homes peek through the floor in the hot tropical sun. Just like in all countries, there's a flip side. There's another side of the country where people do not taste the fruit of this paradise, but work hard every day to make paradise happen for somebody else. In St. Mary's Parish, up the hill from Friendship Square, people live off the land. There were whole families living in what some may consider just a room, living far away from the fruit of paradise. Yet their faith was strong, they were positive, a joy to be around and to worship. We made new friends and lasting relationship. We were blessed to help build a house, put walls up for a church, paint, hammer, nail. What they needed, we needed to give. One of the many lessons our young people learned from last week was being grateful. We may not have the latest smartphone, iPod, or iPad, but we're grateful for what we do have. We may not have the latest shoes to run faster or jump higher, but we're grateful for the shoes we do have after seeing those who walk with no shoes. We may not like the job we have, but it's better than having no job. We may not like the house we live in or where it's located, but it's better than having no house at all. We may not like the salary we have, but it's better than no salary at all. We may not like how life is treating us right now, but the alternative is not an option. Having a rough time? There is a world full of people who would like to walk in your shoes. Touch your neighbor and say, "Be grateful." Start every day thanking God and keep going until the day is done. Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you do. I thank you for the resources you provide. I thank you for being a present help in time of need. I thank you for health and healing. I thank you for sanity. I thank you for common sense. Lord, I thank you for wisdom. Lord, I thank you for your divine favor. I thank you for grace. I thank you for the forgiveness of sins. I thank you for your sacrifice on the cross for our sake. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for answered prayer. Lord, I thank you for friends and family. Lord, I thank you for everything. Let this word roll over in your mind. Embrace your heart. Sink deep into your spirit and seep through your pores. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Come on, say it with me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.